Om Shanti. Today is Sunday, 11th of February 2018. Today's blessing is, may you have imperishable love and experience the flying stage in the lift of love. Explanation. In order to become free from laboring, be loving to the Father. This imperishable love becomes an imperishable lift and enables you to experience the flying stage. However, if there is carelessness in your love, you will not receive any current from the Father, nor will the lift work. Just as you cannot experience the convenience of a lift if there is no electricity or connection, similarly, when there is less love, you experience having to labor. Therefore, be one who has imperishable love. So in today's magic of blessing, Baba is giving blessing to have the lift of love. And if you want to become free from laboring, be loving to the Father. So this love acts like a lift. This love acts like a lift. And just as you cannot experience the convenience of a lift if there is no electricity or connection, similarly when there is less love, you will experience having to labor. So that's why be the one who has got imperishable love for one Father. So this is today's blessing, where Baba is saying that we need to have imperishable love for one Father. If you have less love, what you have to have? What you have to do? You have to otherwise labor. Labor. Mehnat. So the crux of the blessing is to have imperishable love for one Father. The question is, when we say that we love Baba, what does it mean? In some of the previous classes we had discussed this love of God, this love of Father, this love of Baba. When we say that I love Baba, it means you need to love seven things. If you say that you love Father, but you don't follow these seven things, probably you are not loving Him. As is given in Bible, not everyone who cometh and saith, Father, Father, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. In the similar manner, to love Baba means to love seven things. You all know all of those seven things, but yet I'll revise them again. The first is Murli. To love Muralidhar means to love Murli. So the first point is Murli. To love Baba means to love Murli. To love Baba means to love His Gyan. To love Baba means to love His elevated versions. To love Baba means to churn the Murli. To love Baba means to read Murli, to reread Murli, to churn it, to contemplate on it, to think on it, to discuss about it, to go into the very depth of the Murli. To give time to Murli. If we say that we love Father, we will definitely love His all the elevated version, Tava Katham Britam. Gopi says, your Katha, your voice, your versions are Amrit, Ambrosia. So, to what extent I love Murli, that will determine your love for God. Simply claiming that I love Father doesn't mean that you love Him. You love Him, but you are careless about Murli. You love Him, but you have no time to read, to churn, to think, to discuss, to contaminate, to contemplate on Murli. So, it cannot be said that you love Him. You have to find out different ways of revising Murli, in which you yourself can revise. Otherwise, it should not become a commonplace affair. It should not become a sort of a tedious activity. It should become a sort of entertainment. So first is this. To love Baba means to love Murli. Second, to love Baba means to love Madhuban. In today's Murli, Baba has given three different names for Madhuban. What are they? First, first, it is Mahan Tirth. It's a great pilgrimage place where you have come. So here, there is a union. There is a great ocean, there is a Brahmaputra river, and you all. And always, in the path of bhakti, they show that their fairs are arranged. Melas. So that is the first name. This Madhuban is Mahan Tirth. No other pilgrimage in the world is as great as this. Where you have come. Just this thought can bring about intoxication. I have come to the great Tirth, great pilgrimage place, holy shrine. First. Second, you have come to the rest house. Here you get rest for mind as well as body. It is not just a rest for the body, but also for the mind. But then, rest means doesn't go off to sleep. Here, Madhuban is that sacrosanct place where your mind, your soul, your body, everything achieves solace, rahat, comfort, peace, rest, deep moments of rest, spiritual rest. So that is second. Third, Madhuban is Paraspuri. Paraspuri. This is the place of the Lord of Divinity. Here, three things are there in this Paraspuri. You have got company of Paras souls. One. Second, here, the atmosphere itself is that of becoming gold. Paras is a stone, philosopher's stone. Paras is that touchstone. Paras is that philosopher's stone. Whenever any iron metal is touched, it turns into gold. So this is a Paras place where atmosphere itself is of talking about atmosphere of becoming like gold, and talks, what are the conversations in the atmosphere of becoming gold. So these three things are there in this Paraspuri. So Madhuban is Mahan Tirth, one. Madhuban is rest house, and Madhuban is Paraspuri. So to love Baba is to love Madhuban, not to pick faults in Madhuban. Water is not there. Food is like that. We did not get proper room. Comforts are less. Transports, bus is not coming. These Madhuban Nivasis are doing like this. These residents of Madhuban, they don't listen. Nothing. To love Baba means is to love his Madhuban with all, whatever it is. To have those complaining attitude, to have that sulking attitude, to have that cribbing attitude within our hearts is that we are showing disrespect for God. This is his Madhuban. He has landed here. Don't forget that. Where you have come. Baba said this is greatest pilgrimage place in the world. There are Himalayas, there are Kashi, and there are Jerusalem in the world. There are Makkah and Medina. There are Sarnath in the world. There are all those shrines in the world. But this is the greatest holy shrine in the world. To love Father is to love Murli. To love Father is to love Madhuban. Third, to love Father is to love Parivar, his family. You say that you love him, but you don't love his family. Will you be happy? Will you be happy? Never. If suppose there is a neighbor and she says that I love you so much, but I don't love your son. But I hate your son. If that says, a mother will love that woman. But there is a neighbor, person is there, one woman is there in your neighborhood, and she says that I love you too much, but I hate your son. Will you like to make a lot of friendships with her? Oh, even if you say that you don't like their dogs, they are so possessive about it. A mother will never love anybody who says that I don't love you. I suppose a neighbor comes and she starts complaining about your son or your daughter. Will you like to have a lot of friendships with her? Or you will say, okay, I'll try to. But will she become your good friend? Never. In the similar manner, you tell to Father in Amritvela, in within my heart only you are there, but this family I don't like at all. This is hopeless. I don't like this useless family of yours. Willie says, oh, will he shower those golden flowers? Probably never. Probably never. In today's Murli, Baba said, those who are worshipped were the souls. What father does to them, what family does to them, what the world does to them, and what the devotees does to them. First, father showers flowers of love over them. Family thinks that these are elevated soul. And the world, they bugle, they nagara, Baba said. They will say, wah, 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 the whole world. And what the devotees, they will put you, keep you in your heart. They will think these are my chosen deity. So when you become worshipper of the soul, all four things happen. What the God does to you, what the world does to you, what the family does to you, and what the devotees think of you. Devotees will sing, oh, these are my Ishtadev. The world will say, oh, they will praise you like anything. So there would be praises everywhere, from God, from world, from devotees, from family. When you become not worship worthy, but supremely worship worthy. That's what you have to become. So to love father is to love his family as well. If you hate this family, if you do have dislike for this family, if you have slight disgust for this family, will that family think of you as an elevated soul? Never. Because this is the basis of everything. Whatever you are here, the same you will be in golden age and silver age. There, your royal family and your subjects. And in copper age and iron age, your devotees. So, never, never have such elevated love for this family. Baba says, this is Prabhu Parivar. This is Prabhu Parivar. Love it. Fourth thing is to love this sacrificial fire, this yajna. To love Baba is to love yajna. Yajna is different, Madhuban is different, and Parivar is different. Everything is included in one, but yet. Madhuban, when I say Madhuban here, it means some geographical definition. But when I say yajna, yajna doesn't have boundaries, just as Madhuban has got boundaries. Madhuban is this place. Madhuban, all the branches of Madhuban. Madhuban is everything. Madhuban is this Pandavan. Madhuban is Gyansara. Madhuban is museum. Madhuban is peace park. Madhuban is hospital. Madhuban is Shantivan. Madhuban is whatever all the complexes we have. Every center is Madhuban. Madhuban also has got a broad definition. But when I say here Madhuban, I mean geographical definition. But when I say yajna, yajna is something else. Whatever that he has established when he came, sum total of everything, buildings, complexes, people, great souls, his rules, his regulations, everything is included in yajna. So yajna is a very, very broad, whatever that is God's is yajna. Whatever that he is doing is yajna. Murli is in yajna. Centers are in yajna. All complexes are in yajna. All rules, regulations, everything is in yajna. Yajna is a broad thing. So to love Baba means to love his yajna. That is fourth. Fifth, to love Baba means to love his Raj Yoga, whatever yoga he has taught. This is the most elevated of all the yogas in the world. Some people, they feel, oh, we do Vipassana, we also find that this is good. We do this yoga, we do that yoga. Baba is saying this is Prachin Yoga, this is pristine yoga. This is the most primordial yoga. This is the most ancient one which was lost and it has been again reinvented. Again refound by you and taught by father. So, to love Baba is to love his yoga. To love Baba is to increase our chart of yoga. To love Baba is to have more and more experience of bodiless stage. Today, Smurli Baba said, you need to have volcanic yoga. And there are 10 ways Baba told to have volcanic yoga. What are those 10 ways? Just now you heard the Murli. 10 ways to have volcanic yoga. This I am going to revise again in the evening. So remember, I am going to ask all the 10 points from today's Murli part 2. First, just write down, I won't write. First, deep concern, dhun, to go back. First is deep concern. You should have that again and again, your mind yearning, longing to go back. First is dhun. Second is powerful break. You should have powerful break, then only you will have Jwalamukhi Yoga. Otherwise not. Third, power to turn. Modne ki shakti. Fourth, power to pack up. Sametne ki shakti. Fifth, attention. These are the first five things to have volcanic yoga. First, I'll write down. Dhun. I'll write, this is a very good word. There is no English word for dhun. You should have dhun, that now I have to go back and I'm not just, this is my return journey, but this is return journey for everyone. When you will have such vairag for this world, then only you will have this volcanic yoga. Otherwise, you will never have volcanic yoga. First is dhun. Second is break. Your break should be powerful. You should be able to apply break to your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your past. Not that the same thought, same memory, same smriti, same awareness is going on and on and on and you are not able to apply break. If you cannot apply break, you cannot have volcanic yoga. You cannot have that fire-like yoga. You cannot have Jwala Swarup. You cannot become lighthouse. You cannot become might house. You cannot become master, almighty authority. Just as the sun is there and it sends rays, you have to become like sun and spread out the rays of attainments, specialities and experience. Three types of rays from today's Murli. So first is to have dhun. Second is to have break. Third is to have power to turn. Fourth, power to pack up. You should be able to pack up. Here Baba has given two examples, one of doctors and another of, just as in avyakta sthiti, you can do all the works in the similar manner. You can get situated in the point stage and also can do all your work. Just as those doctors with the help of laser rays, they burn, they kill all the germs. In the similar manner, you have to kill the germs of vikarma, sinful actions of the past. So the fourth is power to withdraw and fifth is attention. Fourth or fifth is attention. So first five things. Then next five. Sixth. Sixth is purity. Here Baba has given examples of those devis, those goddesses. They have Jwala and they burn all those devilish powers. In the similar manner, you have to burn all those demoniac powers. So, purity. Without purity, you cannot have Jwalamukhi Yoga. If you are thinking that, I am not having experience of yoga, probably some purity is lacking. So increase the power of purity. So sixth is purity. Seventh, these are all English words. Seventh is speed. Seventh is speed. Baba has used the very word speed. In English, Baba has used the word. Your speed of purushartha should go up. Without that, you cannot have Jwalamukhi Yoga. Seventh, eighth. Eighth is link. Your link with Father should remain unbroken. If it breaks again and again, you will take time and you will have lot of laboring if link is broken. So remember, what you need to have is unbroken link with Father to have Jwalamukhi Yoga. Seventh, eighth, ninth. Let me finish on this only now. Ninth. Ninth is detachment, nyarapan. You should have the power, you go into expansion, but you should again come back. You should not get lost in that expansion. So have nyarapan. And last, tenth. Now you tell me, what is the tenth point to have Jwalamukhi Yoga? These are the ways to have. Baba has given first definition of Jwalamukhi Yoga at one place. Then he has given five things that happen because of Jwalamukhi Yoga. And these are the 10 ways to have Jwalamukhi Yoga. These are the 10 different ways. What is the last point? Concentration. Last is concentration. Baba has used the word sadhana here and he has said something about sadhana, but specifically he has used the word ekagrata, concentration. So these are the 10 points you need to have volcanic yoga. I'll revise it again. First, have dhun. Masti is little different. Dhun is something like lagan. Dhun is something like you are thinking about it. It's like an obsession. It's like a junoon. You have just after it, you are not thinking of any other thing. You just are thinking of one thing. Complete capture of mind by one idea is known as dhun. Complete capture of mind by one idea is known as obsession. Complete capture of mind by one idea is known as junoon. Such intense yearning, intense longing to go back. I don't want to stay in this world. Not only I have to go back, I have to take other souls. So I cannot create even bondage in their path. I cannot create even attachments in them. So first is to have dhun. Second is to have powerful break. Third is to have power to turn, power to withdraw, power to pack up, then attention, then purity, then speed, then link, then detachment, and then concentration. These are the 10 points. Write them down throughout the day. Think on each one point and go into the expansion of these points. Think why Baba said concentration. Think why Baba said link. Why Baba said speed. What speed? What link? What concentration? What attention? What power to pack up? What power to turn? Which turning? Baba hasn't given no explanation about turning. He has just mentioned it and left it. What breaks? What is the spiritual break system? Adhyatmic break pranali. What is spiritual break system? Here Baba is talking about spiritual lift. So think about spiritual lift. Go to that lift. Go to that lift. Sit in front, stand in front of that lift and think about what is happening, how that lift is going up, lift is coming up, lift is going up, lift is coming up. What are the buttons there? What are things which is written? What are written on the buttons? So in the similar manner, then think of what is spiritual lift. Why Baba is saying that God's love is a spiritual lift? Think of that. So these are some of the 10 points to have volcanic yoga. So again, I forgot, we were at some other place. To love father is to have love for his Raj Yoga. Next. Sixth. To love father is to love seva. You say that you love father but you don't love his seva. Will he love you? You say that you love him but I don't like to serve him. You don't like to relate this knowledge to others. You don't want that others should become those who can claim inheritance from father. How can? What sort of children you are? Baba said you are messengers. You have to love his service. His service is my service. So to love father is to love his service. And last, and the most important, to love father is to love his Srimat. So when you have these seven things in you, then and then only it can be called that you love him. Otherwise, you do not love him. Though nobody wants to accept that I don't love father. But if this is there, then probably you don't love this. That's why this is not a so easy path. Rahiman mong turum chadi, chalive pavak mahi, prem pant aiso katin, sab koi nibahat nahi. Rahim says, to love God is like to have a horse of wax, mom. And that horse of wax is going in the fire. Prem pant aiso katin. It's so difficult. It's just like a horse of wax going into fire. It will melt. So, remember, though this path is difficult, but Baba has given us ways, means to have it. So, to love father is to love Murli. To love father is to love his Madhuban. To love father is to love family. To love father is to love sacrificial fire. To love father is to love Raj Yoga. To love father is to love his service. To love father is to Srimat. And from today's Murli, 10 points. To have Raj Yoga meditation, to have volcanic yoga, Jwalamukhi yoga, first thing you need to have is dhun. Second thing you need to have is break. Third thing you need to have is power to turn, power to pack up, attention, purity, link, speed, then detachment, and last, concentration. How all these things are coming in today's Murli that you need to search whilst you sit and listen to Murli. So this is today's blessing plus some parts of today's Vardhan. Churn this Murli in great detail. In silence. Tomorrow Baba is coming. Go into deep silence. Go into deep solitude. You need not to talk with anyone. Go into the very depth of it and bring out pearls. And in the evening again we will discuss this Murli in Hindi. Om Shanti.